right-hand side here, folks, we've got the Atlantic Hotel.
A familiar sight on Yuki's roads, sometimes a frustrating sight if you're in a rush. The land train has been with us for more than two decades. And over the last eight seasons, it's been looked after by father and son Mark and Harrison Hadrill. You very kindly let me climb aboard the land train in Four Streets on Tuesday afternoon for a trip around Yuki for one last time. Our journey took us out through the town centre and made our way down to Trenants and towards the zoo. And I was lucky enough to be a big kid again and climb into the cab with Mark Hadrill for a trip around Yuki at the front of the land train. I got to ask him how he was feeling.
It is a bit sad, but it's very nice to see so many people turning out to come and ride with us on the last week. It's been phenomenal. Yesterday we were like half an hour late running because there's so many people getting on and off. Yeah, so it is a bit sad, but the train looks really good when it's riding on long like a swan on top of the water.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that go on underneath all that that, you know, over the 8 years have taken its toll, and it's time for us to move on.
And so, you know, we were chatting in the back about how long it's been in Yuki, and you're a part of that story. How long has it been here?
Well, as far as I know, 20 years with Jeff Warmington, and we bought it off him. We've been going for eight seasons now outside of that. Yeah, so again, towards a 30-year stint.
Wow.
And nearly as long as I've been married. Or no. Yeah.
Say no more.
Say no more.
What originally spurred you to become the owner of a train like this in a tourist location like Yuki?
Well, we saw it up for sale. So, again, we sort of thought, oh, it'd be nice to carry that on. Fundamentally, it was to be part of the business with Harry, to introduce him into a business and, you know, have that business going forward. So that was it, really. Yeah, we thought it'd be nice to run the train and have Harry being involved with the family. So a family business, yeah.
It really is a family business. And in that time, you've been through a lot. Yuki's been through a lot. We've all been through things like COVID, cost of living. Here we go.
That's Harry shouting, time to go. So I'll turn the engine on and then he'll, when he's settled in the back, he'll give me a little toot.
What have we got here then, in terms of engine?
So Lantern is produced commercially by an Italian company called Dotto Trains. Mm-hmm. They're in Castelfranco in Italy, in northern Italy. What's in this engine? What's in this train is a 2.8 turbo diesel. It's out of a minibus, like that. It would be, the engine would be in a minibus for a 16-seater.
Yeah.
And it's got a double axle on the back here, and it's got lots of ballast to hold it down onto the ground.
Right.
Because without the ballast, the wheels would spin. So it has the ballast, so it can tow these three carriages and 50 people.
And does it? There we go.
Oh, there we go, and we're off. I'll toot him back, and here we go.
Is it subject to things like MOT and road tax?
Yes, there's something called a very special order that we need to... there we go. There's a very special order that we have to comply with. So basically, it's like an MOT. So it goes through everything on the train, and the carriages have to be tested every year and make sure they are working properly. And then we get an engineer to certify that to us. And that certification goes off to the government so we can get the certificate to operate on the road. We've got to race the train. We always race Rich in his train. We have to go over the bumps, but we'll catch up now. And he won't like that because we're overtaking.
Yes. And the little Western Railway. I mean, you're a firm fixture like the railway there, aren't you, in Yuki?
Yeah, I've been good with Rich. Since he's taken over, he's developed that brilliantly, and he's taken over the cafe as well. And yeah, we always have our little race to the tunnel. Inevitably, we win with our turbo engine.
Of course you do. Are you going to miss it?
I'll miss a lot of parts of it, and especially one of the most exciting things I see is when you see a little 2-year-old boy or something. And he turns around and the look on his face, big wide open mouth and eyes, and the amazement of seeing a train on the road. That's amazing to see that, yeah. So I missed a lot of things like that, and people waving and all the friendship of it all. Yeah. We've just come out even more now over the last couple of weeks since we've sort of informed everybody we're finishing. We've had a lot of brilliant support from everybody, and I'd like to say thank you for everybody that has supported us. It's been absolutely brilliant, and it's nice to see so many great people in Newquay supporting something like this. Yep.
And what's next for you? You're retiring, aren't you?
Yeah, retiring. I've got a few things to do, and we're going to do a bit of travelling. My wife and I and Reggie and Rufus are two Vizsla dogs. So we're going to travel around the UK, hopefully, and a bit around Europe. And additionally, you know, help Ben, my other son, who's got Dough Hatch pizzas. Huh? Yeah, I was at the cinema. Yeah. See how that business grows, and hopefully we can be part of helping him grow that business as well.
And obviously when you're travelling around the UK, it'll be a slightly faster pace.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, I quite like going at 10 miles an hour and keeping everybody safe on the road. And obviously that annoys a lot of people, so I apologise to everybody that's been caught behind the train in the past. Yeah, we don't do it on purpose, honestly.
My name is Harrison Hadrill, and my role is the conductor, and I also drive. I'm the driver, and I'm a part owner of the business as well with my dad and my mum.
How do you feel in the last few days of the land train in Newquay?
To be honest with you, I'm quite happy. I'm quite relieved we're getting rid of it, because it's been a great business, but there has been times when it's been a bit of a slog. But the last few days have been amazing. We've had so many locals coming on. We've had so many people coming to say goodbye and coming for the last ride. It's been really good. I feel happy.
Well, where's it going then? So it's Wales, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've sold it to a gentleman up in Llandudno, and as far as I'm aware, he's going to be running it in Llandudno along the coast there. And it's nice and flat for them. So it'll be a nice, easy ride for the train. So the highlights have got to be the events that we do in Newquay with the community. So Christmas Eve, for example, we do the Christmas Eve runs in town with the Rotary Club, and we get Santa on the back with all the kiddies and the elves, and that's always great fun. And then obviously we also have helped out Newquay and Bloom. We've taken the judges around in Newquay and Bloom over the last couple of years, and I think that's been great for them. They've always sort of managed to come out quite well with that. That's definitely been a highlight. Lowlights has got to be, it's got to be COVID. 2020 and 2021, obviously it affected everyone, and it affected our business as well. We struggled for a couple of seasons there, but you know, we made it out the other side. It was all good.
And what drew you as a family to the land train?
I think it was just the idea of having a business in Newquay. There was a great opportunity to have a business in Newquay and, you know, just work so closely with the people of Newquay and the community. I wouldn't say there's anything specific particularly, but it's been a great little business.
And what have the locals been saying then in the last few days?
A lot of people have been sad. A lot of the young families of young children are very sad to see us go, because I can't believe over the years we've had children come on here as babies. I've seen them grow up over the years, and now they're in school, so it's kind of surreal to see them over the years. But yeah, I think a lot of people are going to miss us. Definitely, a lot of people have said they're going to miss us.
What's your first name?
My name is Glynis.
Glynis, you mentioned you're feeling sad, aren't you, that the land train's leaving us?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, this is my first time on it. I've been saying for years we're going to go on the train and haven't done it. But I just think it's, you know, it's just so sad that the Newquay Commerce or whatever they, you know, council haven't, you know, bought it as an attraction, because it brings joy to families, you know, old and young, you know. I was 70 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. My cousin in the corner is 81, and we're having the time of our life on this train.
Right, Marcel, how do you feel? First time on the land train, how are you feeling?
Yes, my grandson, my daughter brings my grandson down, yeah. And he is obsessed with the train. He'll be devastated when he knows that it's not, won't be here anymore when he comes down. Yeah, but it's we've been trying for years, but we've always been busy.
Yeah.
But it's lovely.